This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the second national conference of Anti-Narcotics Task Force, Heads of States and Union Territories in New Delhi today. Heads of Anti-Narcotics Task Forces of 36 states and Union Territories, apart from stakeholders from other government departments, are also attending the conference. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah informed that the Drug-Free India campaign is currently being organized in 372 districts across the country. He mentioned that 10 crore people and 3 lakh educational institutions are associated with this campaign. The two-day conference will serve as a strategic platform to reinforce Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitment to a drug-free India and to formulate a roadmap to achieve this goal. The theme of the conference is United Resolve, Shared Responsibility. On the 3rd of this month, the GST Council announced the next generation of GST reforms, which reduced tax rates in many sectors to ease the lives of citizens. Today, we take a look at the reforms for the agriculture sector, especially tractors.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has provided relief to the farmers through significant reduction in GST in the agriculture sector. The tax rate on tractors was slashed from 12% to 5%. Tractor components including tires, tubes, hydraulic pumps, among others, will be slashed down to 5% slab, which previously was a part of the 18% slab. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that a revolutionary change has been made in the agriculture sector by reducing GST. The changes will particularly benefit small and medium farmers. The reduction in the GST rates on agriculture equipments will lower the cost of farming. The new tax rate will come into effect from the 22nd of this month. With Nitika, Saklan Akhtar for...
Heavy rainfall across various districts of Uttarakhand has severely affected normal life. Landslides in the hilly areas have disrupted several roads and the major rivers of the state are flowing above normal levels. In the capital city, Dehradun, heavy rains last night led to debris entering several houses in the Karligad area of Sahastradhar. The popular tourist site Sahastradhar has also suffered damage, with some shops reported to be destroyed. The Indira Gandhi National Centre for Arts will organise the art exhibition Man Ki Baat in its Samvet Auditorium in New Delhi today. Curated by Professor Richa Kamboj, Head of Department, Kala Darsan Division, the exhibition presents a series of paintings by eminent senior artist Manjeet Singh, inspired by the radio program Man Ki Baat of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The exhibition will remain open to the public from 17th September to 22nd September. United Nations Commission of Inquiry has alleged that Israel has committed acts of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. The report claims there are reasonable grounds to conclude that 4 of the 5 acts defined as genocide under international law have been carried out since the conflict began in 2023. In response to the Hamas-led attack, the Israeli military launched a campaign in Gaza. Since then, the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza has reported that at least 64,905 people have been killed in Israeli attacks. Additionally, UN-backed food security experts have declared a famine in Gaza City. Israel's foreign ministry rejected the report as distorted and false, accusing the UN panel of echoing Hamas propaganda. India's ambassador of the United States, Vinay Mohan Quatra, underlined the long-standing and fruitful space partnership between ISRO and NASA, describing it as one of the most important pillars of India-US cooperation. Speaking at the India-USA Space Collaboration event in Washington, the ambassador said that the collaboration has grown through various missions and programs, including the Chandrayaan mission, the Artemis Accords, and the recent NISAR launch. He added India is planning a manned moon mission and a space station between 2028 and 2035, with NASA continuing as a vital partner. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held an expanded meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio to discuss Iran and strike in Doha and efforts to free hostages. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.